is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. Record highs could happen in many parts of the country today, spreading from the Ohio Valley to the East Coast. In Washington, D.C., it could hit 100. In Columbus, 97. And 98 in Philadelphia and Norfolk. Reporter Elijah Westbrook is in Hoboken, New Jersey.
You certainly want to be prepared for the hot temperatures that are expected to arise later on today. Of course, you want to stay hydrated if you can. Wear loose-fitted clothing.
Many schools will close early. There are growing concerns that climate change is contributing to longer mosquito seasons, and that means more exposure to things like West Nile virus. Dr. Celine Gounder is a CBS News medical contributor.
The really most important thing is to be controlling the mosquitoes. You want to drain your standing water, you want to be spraying, and there are some newer technologies there to control mosquitoes that don't involve pesticides, but we still have a lot to go in terms of developing treatments or vaccines.
Israel launched a major offensive overnight, not in Gaza, but in the occupied West Bank. MTS Tayeb has more from Tel Aviv.
The Israeli military is carrying out a major operation in a number of Palestinian towns and refugee camps. In fact, it's being described as one of the largest operations in the occupied West Bank since the Second Intifada, which was over 20 years ago.
Israeli bulldozers plowed through the area, and one official says evacuations may be ordered similar to Gaza. An investigation into a deadly listeria outbreak has turned up a host of problems at a Boar's Head plant in Virginia. Alexander Tin has that.
Dozens of hospitalizations and three deaths have been blamed on a listeria outbreak linked to now recalled Boar's Head deli meats. USDA records from inspections done at the Boar's Head plant in Virginia that was linked to the outbreak now show that authorities have faulted the company over dozens of shortcomings discovered at the site.
That includes bugs, mold and mildew, a rancid smell, and workers using cell phones without washing their hands. The Surgeon General says parenting is stressful and that could cause even more health problems. Stacy Lynn has that.
Parents are struggling with all sorts of economic and societal pressures, which cause high levels of stress. This mom from Bethesda, Maryland agrees.
My husband works. I work from home. Between getting the kids fed, laundry done, dinners made, lunches made, it's very stressful.
And when we're stressed, this dad from Arlington, Virginia says,
I've got to work two jobs just to afford to live, so there really isn't any time to focus on my mental health.
And when our mental health suffers, so do our kids.
On Wall Street, the Dow is lower. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine fire crews responded to a fire at the historic Racine Business Center last night, where a sprinkler system helped control the fire on the third floor. No injuries were reported. The extent of the damage remains unknown. A high-speed chase that started in Milwaukee County ended in Racine, with the fleeing vehicle reaching speeds of over 100 miles an hour. Several suspects were taken into custody after that vehicle was spiked on Highway 31. It came to a stop near Durand and Lathrop. Power has been restored to most people in the area. As of this morning, a few hundred in Racine and Kenosha counties were without electricity. Now that they've ID'd the man, they're looking to find out who shot him. Ronald Lewis Dodge was found near railroad tracks in Pleasant Prairie back in 1993. For 31 years, no one knew who he was. Yesterday at a press conference, his identification was revealed, along with the details about his cause of death. And the National Weather Service has a swim risk for Lake Michigan today. It's a moderate to high risk due to high winds. Swimmers are advised to especially avoid areas like piers and breakwalls. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The rest of the story. The speckles in the Pacific night sky were bombers. Nine twin-engine Japanese bombers in formation on course to their target, the aircraft carrier Lexington. Butch O'Hare could see them all clearly from the cockpit of his Grumman Wildcat F-4F. He was their lone wolf pursuer, tagging along in the darkness. If he did not seize the opportunity now to attack from the rear, his home base, the carrier Lexington, would be obliterated, sent to the ocean floor in fragments of twisted steel. So Butch gripped the controls, palms sweating in anticipation of what he knew he must do. The engine roared and the Wildcat lunged for its prey. Before it was over, five of the nine Japanese bombers had been dumped into the Pacific. Butch was ripping away at the sixth when he ran out of ammunition. And his comrades arrived to finish the job. That was February 20, 1942. And the daring of Lieutenant Commander Edward Henry Butch O'Hare, the Navy's number one World War II ace, the first naval aviator ever to win the Congressional Medal of Honor. A year later, Butch went down in aerial combat, but his hometowners would not allow the memory of that heroic accomplishment to die. So the next time you fly into Chicago's O'Hare International Airport, you will know for whom it was named and why. But what you don't yet know is that you'll be passing through a shrine, a monument to a very special kind of love. Chicago in the Roaring Twenties, the time and the territory of gangster Al Capone. And of all of Capone's cronies, of all of the unsavory soldiers who served in that army of crime, only one earned the nickname, Artful Eddie. Eddie was the fast lawyer's fast lawyer. Through his loopholes walked the most glamorous rogues in the gallery of gangland. Al Capone picked up Eddie and put him in charge of the dog tracks nationwide. You see, Eddie had already swiped the patent on the mechanical rabbit. And pretty soon, Artful Eddie, as the Capone Syndicate representative, became known as the undisputed czar of illegal dog racing. And nothing could have been easier to rig in favor of the mob. Eight dogs running, you overfeed seven of them. It was as simple as that. In no time, Artful Eddie became a very wealthy man. Then one day, for no apparent reason, Eddie squealed on Capone. He wanted to go straight, he told the authorities. What did they want to know? The authorities were understandably skeptical. Didn't Eddie know what it meant to rat on the mob? Oh, yes, he knew. But there was only one thing that really mattered to him. His son deserved a break, and he, Eddie, stood in the way. So Eddie squealed, and the mob did remember. And in time, two shotgun blasts would silence him forever. So Eddie never did live to see his dream come true, though it did. For as he cleansed the family name of the underworld stain, his son became acceptable too and was accepted by Annapolis. His son became the flying ace who downed five bombers and went on to win the Congressional Medal of Honor. So the next time you fly into Chicago's O'Hare International Airport, remember Butch O'Hare. And please also remember his daddy, Edward J., Artful Eddie, the crook who one day mysteriously went straight, paid with his own life for his son's chance to make good. That is the rest of the story.
The Brewers lose in a battle of home runs. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports. Milwaukee hit two home runs, but the San Francisco Giants hit three of their own to win 5-4 on Tuesday night, including the go-ahead shot by Mike Yastrzemski. Manager Pat Murphy says it was a hot night at AmFam Field.
I think guys were a little warm and sweating profusely, but I think both teams did a nice job. I thought it was a fairly well-played game, and I thought I love the way we competed.
Milwaukee was leading the NL Central by 12 games a week ago, but after losing four of the games in the series against the Giants is tonight in Milwaukee. The Packers trimmed their roster down to 53 players on Tuesday. Green Bay placed running back A.J. Dillon on injured reserve in one of the moves. The Packers also kept kicker Greg Joseph over Anders Carlson, a sixth-round draft pick last year. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Cloudy today, but comfortable. High temperatures in the mid-70s and winds out of the north and off the lake. We've got a ton of sunshine on tap for tomorrow, too, with highs still in the mid-70s and a lake breeze. All ahead of showers and strong storms pushing in overnight. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 74.
WRJN. would say that you wanna be free.
On my side, Stones, WRJN. Tell a friend, we've got your local news and timeless hits around the clock, along with Brewer baseball, Badger football, Packer football, and high school sports. We're going to cover the gamut for you this fall.
In the cool of the evening, everything is getting kind of groovy. I call you up and ask you if you like to go with me and see a movie. Stop and say, all right, love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you. You always keep me guessing, I never seem to know what you are thinking. And if a fella looks at you, it's for sure your little eye will be a winking. Smile and hold my hand. Love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you.
news and timeless hits on WRJN. It's the Classics 4. Hank Chris Morrow. Looking forward to, fall a little bit. I'm a summer creature. Love it. I didn't even mind the 90-degree temperatures yesterday. But I do enjoy fall because that brings fall football, high school football here on WRJN most Friday nights with Dick Rusefa. We've got Badger football kicking off their season this Friday night, pregame at 6. Then next Friday, we head down to Brazil, of all places, for the Packers. And we'll be your radio home all season for Packer football, brought to you locally this year by Easy Mobility Solutions, Southeast Wisconsin's trusted source for power mobility. Hardy and Jensen, Lee's Deli, serving up tasty rewards and Racine's best sandwiches for over 50 years. And also by Martin Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram. The Packer season kicks off officially a week from Friday. Pregame at 5 o'clock here on WRJN.
Hey everybody, Todd Allball here. If you're looking for me this afternoon, well, I'm still around. You can find me and all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful content you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, check out your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
Save big money in your next staining project right now at Menards. Pittsburgh's ultra-advanced semi-transparent exterior stain and sealant in one can be applied on damp wood, allowing you to clean the surface and stain in one day. Save big on ultra-advanced exterior stain at Menards. America's number one home improvement retailer for customer satisfaction according to J.D. Power. For J.D. Power 2024 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Save big money at Menards.
The Franksville Food Truck Festival is back at the Franksville Craft Beer Garden September 6th and 7th, featuring 25 food trucks. Enjoy live music both nights from 6 to 9 with FM Rodeo on Friday and Landline on Saturday. Kids can have a blast in the bounce houses while the adults enjoy Wisconsin craft beer. And don't miss the Friday night Packers viewing party. It all kicks off at 5 p.m. on September 6th. Get all the details at FranksvilleFoodTruckFestival.com. The festival is brought to you in part by Visit Racine County and Enjoy Mount Pleasant.
Hi, this is Don Rosen here with Cindy Huber.
We'd like to invite experienced outside salespeople to join us here at WRJN.
Help us connect our listeners with local businesses and have fun doing it. You'd be joining Racine's longtime source for local news and timeless hits, a station people have depended on for over 97 years.
And of course, you'd be working with us. And that's just one of the many benefits WRJN provides. You'd be able to sell sponsorships to Green Bay Packer games, Badgers games, high school sports, and of course, our shows too.
WRJN is also the home of Big Deals, a great way for people to save real money on great food and services around town. So get ready to write down the information you'll need to apply.
Send your resume to Chris Morrow at chris.moreau@civicmedia.us or apply online at civicmedia.us and click on the About tab. Then work with us. Who knows? Maybe we'll be having coffee together in a few weeks.
I don't drink coffee.
I'll have yours.
Maybe Kringle?
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Blue River CrossFit in Racine. Blue River CrossFit helps you transform your body and lifestyle with the On-Ramp program. Centered around the three pillars of fitness, nutrition, and accountability, experienced coaches guide you through tailored dynamic workouts that are both challenging and fun for kids and adults. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase a $200 On-Ramp program certificate for just $100. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
I'm a traveling man, made a lot of stops all over the world, and in every port I own the heart of at least one lovely girl. I've a pretty señorita waiting for me down in old Mexico. If you're ever in Alaska, stop and see my cute little Eskimo. Oh, my sweet Fräulein down in Berlin town. sand of Waikiki, and I held you oh so tight. Sweet Fräulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn, and my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we walked in the sand of Waikiki, and I held you oh so tight.
Ricky Nelson on WRJN, your home for local news and timeless hits. Chris Morrow in for Cindy Huber today. We'll get an update on local news coming up here at 12:30 with Stuart and Terry. Stay close for that. Not a bad day, though. A few more clouds than we'd hoped for, but temperatures are more on the mild side. It's 74 now at Radio Park.
Giving up.
man loves a woman. Yep, it's Percy Sledge on WRJN, your home for local news and timeless hits. Looking forward to September 6th, first Friday in downtown Racine, goes country. Yeah, the Roundabouts are going to perform on stage, and of course, all the food, drink, and fun will be on hand as well. The party runs from 4 until 9 p.m. in downtown Racine, another first Friday, September 6th. Hope you'll plan to be there. The Packer game won't start till after 7, so you can do that. If you're going to a high school football game, those are 7, so what a great way to warm up. Again, it all starts at 4 o'clock in downtown Racine next Friday. Local news, timeless hits. Let's head down to the Radio Park newsroom with Terry and Stewart and get up to date on what's going on.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. COVID-19 testing levels in Wisconsin are higher now than they've been since February. The surge is happening at the same time as the start of the school year. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services tests wastewater for COVID levels. The biggest spike appears to be happening in northeast Wisconsin. Janesville officials are applying for a federal grant to repurpose the site of the old General Motors plant. Economic Development Director Jim C. Kuborn says it could be a boost to the surrounding neighborhood.
We've got trees growing up in the middle of the asphalt and fences falling over. And so go in and create a green opportunity, a green field for new development and new opportunity.
Three public meetings on Janesville's grant application start next month. $20 million is available to cities nationwide. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. After 31 years, authorities have identified the remains of a man found near railroad tracks in Pleasant Prairie back in 1993. Ronald Lewis Dodge was originally from the Menominee Indian Reservation. The breakthrough in the case came last June when Dodge's brother, Alan, contacted the medical examiner after recognizing facial reconstruction images. The investigation into Ronald's death continues. Police say he was shot and killed. A sprinkler system helped, but Racine fire crews still did the legwork in a fire late last night. Dispatch was called at just before midnight for a fire on the third floor of the historic Racine Business Center building on 16th. Fire and smoke were coming from a room on the floor with sprinklers getting conditions under control. Smoke was a big problem with the building vented from above. No injuries were reported. The extent of the damage isn't yet known. There's a moderate to high risk for those getting in Lake Michigan today. The National Weather Service says high winds are causing them to warn about getting in the water. They say it's recommended to avoid hazardous areas like piers and breakwalls. And it's another no for those looking to get rid of Robin Voss. The state Supreme Court has refused to revive the recall effort against the Assembly Speaker, declining to hear the case without giving a reason. The latest effort follows two unsuccessful attempts by conservative groups to collect enough valid signatures for a recall. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Cloudy today, but comfortable. High temperatures in the mid-70s and winds out of the north and off the lake. We've got a ton of sunshine on tap for tomorrow, too, with highs still in the mid-70s and a lake breeze. All ahead of showers and strong storms pushing in overnight. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 76.
WRJN.
Guarantee that the one you love is gonna love you. Oh.
a fool? Save money at our WRJN Big Deals store. Go to WRJN.com, click on Big Deals, and find out what you can save today from 30 to 50% when you get to our Big Deal of the Day. Again, it's WRJN.com. Click on Big Deals and start saving.
even if you want me. Oh, twice on the pipe. If the answer is no,
I love you, I love you.
Oh, my sweetness means you'll meet me in the hallway.
Some people would call it bubblegum pop. I call it just good, wholesome, fun music from the 60s and 70s. We call it timeless hits here on WRJN, your home for local news and timeless hits. Once more wholesome than the Monkees. They were crazy, but the music was great.
I thought love was only true in fairy tales. And for someone else, but not for me. Our love was out to get me. That's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not her trace. Popped out in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. I got. What's the use in trying? All you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not her trace. Out in my mind. I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. Popped out in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Yes, I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. I'm not a trace. I'm down in my-
taste for a cold beer now. The OJs with the Love Train on WRJN. Local news and timeless hits. Hi, good afternoon. Chris Morrow filling in for Cindy Huber today. Don't forget, on the weekend, we've got timeless hits from the 60s and 70s on WRJN. But on Sunday morning, things get even more timeless as WRJN presents Lou Regani with the music of the stars. Before Elvis, before Buddy Holly and the Beatles, there was Nat King Cole, Benny Goodman, Glenn Miller, Julie Andrews, and of course Sinatra. Sundays from 7 till noon, Lou kind of curates an amazing blend of the songs and weaves kind of a fun, quirky, and always entertaining theme into the music and the stuff he plays. Music of the Stars, a Sunday morning must hear, 7 till noon, here on WRJN. 74 at Radio Park now today, a little rough at the beach, so if you're going down that way, stay out of the water, enjoy the show of all the big waves down there.
November 21st, 2021, the Waukesha Christmas Parade attack, a holiday celebration turned deadly. Daryl Brooks drove his SUV into the Waukesha crowd, targeting as many people as possible. Brooks injured dozens and killed six, including an eight-year-old child. It never should have happened. Just days earlier, Brooks was arrested for trying to run over his girlfriend, but he was released on just $1,000 bail. Senator Tammy Baldwin voted against increased funding for pretrial detention of violent criminals like Daryl Brooks, making it easier for these criminals to terrorize our communities. Call Senator Baldwin, 608-264-5338. Urge her to support S-3919, the Keep Violent Criminals Off Our Streets Act. Because violent criminals belong behind bars. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
Craving a delicious bite that'll make your tail wag with joy? Dogs and Cream has the hot dog game on lock. Whether you have a hankering for a Chicago dog, a pretzel dog, or any other gourmet frank, Dogs and Cream is happiness on a bun, made to order, ensuring each bite is delectable perfection. Make sure you save room for this sweet companion, velvety soft serve custard that'll melt your troubles away. Delicious! Smiles are our specialty at Dogs and Cream, located at 2721 Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru, open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
Save big money in your next staining project right now at Menards. Pittsburgh's ultra-advanced semi-transparent exterior stain and sealant in one can be applied on damp wood, allowing you to clean the surface and stain in one day. Save big on ultra-advanced exterior stain at Menards. America's number one home improvement retailer for customer satisfaction according to J.D. Power. For J.D. Power 2024 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Save big money at Menards.
Is your backyard feeling a little blah? Let Runnings in Burlington help create your personal oasis. Everything you need to add comfort and style to your home. Top-notch grills for family barbecues, cozy patio furniture perfect for unwinding, high-quality mowers and tools to keep your space looking sharp. And for your pets, we have everything to keep them happy and healthy. Visit Runnings in Burlington today on Milwaukee Avenue and let them enhance your home and outdoor life. Runnings, your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
It's a little old lady from Pasadena.
A little old lady from Pasadena.
Go, Granny, go, Granny, go, Granny, go.
Has a pretty little flower bed of white gardenia.
Go, Granny, go, Granny, go, Granny, go.
But parked in a rickety old garage is a brand new shiny red super stock dog.
Saying that there's nobody meaner than the little old lady from Pasadena.
Pasadena.
For the ones that don't look like they're wild, that little old lady from Jan and Dean on WRJN, your home for local news and timeless hits. Chris Morrow filling in for Cindy Huber the next couple of days. News at 1 o'clock from CBS and Stuart J. Waddles. Then more timeless hits at 105.
Timeless hits. WRJN.
You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. You'd be like heaven to touch. Just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. Pardon the way that I stare. There's nothing else to compare. The sight of you leaves me weak. There are no words left to speak. But if you feel like I feel, please let me know that it's real. Just too good to be true.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. Millions of Americans are feeling the